All right. We are here at Denny's after the movies. We saw Justice League. Mark has a frog stuck in his throat, so he'll be doing not much talking.
And a lot of gargling.
A lot of gargling.
Yes, a lot of drinking water and liquids.
Liquids.
Should have said liquids and John here.
Good creamy liquids.
Oh my god.
John is wearing hardly anything and it's like 20 degrees outside.
John's wearing his thong and his
They're called sandals, Brian. Yeah. Come on now.
He's wearing his sandals, his thong, and his
leopard skin
Spider-Man
half
shirt.
Spider-Man
shirt. You're doing pretty good. It's almost like you're like some kind of
sex
phone
cults?
Operator.
You're
like the worst sex phone operator ever. You're like, what am I wearing? I'm wearing Cheeto pants.
And Cheeto does
Cheeto
not.
Pants. Cheeto.
I haven't groomed my beard in days.
Wearing Bugle Boy jeans.
However, I'm gonna give you a mustache ride that ends the ages.
Superman has a mustache.
Right. It's no longer going to be the age.
Anyway.
You went on way too long.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I also thought we weren't supposed to be yelling.
Josh and Jay are also here.
I feel like I'm being Harvey Weinstein over here.
What is it with you?
Why are you
taking
the
one
Weinstein?
Thing to actually just keep... I'm not even going to say it because you're just going to make it worse.
What, hammer it into the ground like he did with your dick?
Anyway, we just saw Justice League.
Yeah, we did.
That's what we're talking about. Something right. Other than Justice League.
We should. All right, let's go around the table and
is
just.
Is introducing everybody? Or...
Huh?
I said no, Jay and
that's what he basically is like. We got him, and then we got Jay and him.
No. I was gonna say let's go around the table. We can introduce each other, but we can just say your initial thought.
It's only like two.
We'll start with our own Aquaman, Jay Yarns.
Wait, you're putting me on the spot?
Yeah. Just your initial reaction. You don't have...
My initial reaction?
Yeah.
I did like it a lot better than Ragnarok. Just because if you remember from last time, it's just way too corny. No, I felt that for once DC was actually pretty... I mean, I'm not the biggest DC fan, but pretty true to their characters. So, I liked it.
Okay. Jay liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Jake.
As soon as the movie ended, I turned to Mark and went, that was boring. It seemed like they set stuff up and went, ooh, we have a solution. Oh, there's a problem? Oh, look at that. We have a solution. I don't know what that was interesting. I get that someone doesn't like my opinion. But no, but it just seemed like they had a whole thing of, oh, dilemma. Oh, look at that. We have a solution. And it just, one after another.
There was 45 minutes gone. So I... Yeah. Who knows when that Blu-ray comes out that we'll see what
I know, but still, it just felt like there was just...
It, yeah, I agree
beat
with
beat after
them.
Beat of, oh no, okay.
It was
oh
just
no, okay.
Anti,
oh no, okay.
It was anticlimactic, spoilers, that when they brought Superman back to life...
We knew that was going
to they
happen.
Tried to, like, draw it out with that slow-mo scene of, like, Flash going to touch a box. And it was just like, all right... It's not that there's not any tension. We know he's gonna touch the box,
and they even tried to make more tension by as he's about to run. I don't like this idea. Like you're all for it till right that second. Oh no! Now we're gonna have tension, and then that was
it kinda,
all the tension.
It kind of felt like the rehash of Marvel Age of Ultron when they were all going around whether or not to bring Vision to life.
Yeah,
and they're like. Oh, well, no, we shouldn't do this. And then, like, just Thor comes in and just, like, lights the candle.
Yeah. I would say that was more compelling.
Yeah.
But, Mark, what was your initial reaction?
I
gargle a fish.
Unfortunately, it's just, like, it's another DC movie. It wasn't great. It wasn't awful. It was just a DC movie.
Fair enough. John?
I enjoyed it, but it's like one of those movies you enjoy and you're like, all right, been there, done that.
I don't need to see it. I like it wasn't that it was Man. Awful. I just like, okay, it was cool, but
I didn't feel any tension.
Right.
Like
there was no drama. There was no like you never felt like there was any peril for the actual characters. You didn't think they were
like with
not going to win at any point.
Like in the Avengers they had the scene where like Loki divided the team and, like, he killed Coulson In the Hulk was lost. Thor actually got a little bloodied, and you felt like they were, you know, they were pushed up. Even in the final battle, you know, obviously, no, they're gonna win, but they were getting beat. Like Hulk was stabbed. Captain America's armor was coming off. Like Iron Man was barely flying.
She was like, she kind of gave a thing and actually had like a thing at one point where you thought Iron Man was like the whole dream sequence and all that. So there was stuff to make you think that this might not, they might not win at one point.
Because honestly, if when Superman came back and you had honestly the black suit, bearded Superman, you know, that pissed off, why'd you bring me back? He beat the, like, beat the crap out of Aquaman, beat the crap out of Wonder Woman, you know, actually hurt Batman. So that, well, so that Flash and Cyborg actually had to, like, do something. And then, if they actually...
I agree.
And then, okay, now it feels like, okay, now there's a reason that these guys are all going to work together.
That's
and they all team, right they there. Get the team up. And then you have...
Yeah, but that's more than just one movie.
I know, but that's what I mean. It just it feels like...
That. I mean, even in Avengers, they took longer to get the group together than this movie did.
Well, so, they
did just
introduced...
another Marvel movie?
No, like, but it's just like...
Yeah, because it's at least already the story been done. Was... DC's not going to do that. Why would they just go out this, and remake a freaking Marvel
But this
movie?
Was this was
but
the
there was
most...
no tension in it, though. There
didn't need to be.
This is the most aligned movie you're going to get to a Marvel movie ever.
It was very Marvel-esque.
It doesn't need to be a lot of tension in this film. I mean, I believe the tension is going to come in the film after, and probably even more so in the film after that.
Yeah, but now no one wants to see this.
Yeah, everybody's talking about Marvel. The Ultron. I mean, Ultron was what? Avengers 4? 3?
Two.
Wow, I'm really off. Yeah. It's been a while.
I mean...
That's all I'm saying, is it just... It seems like they rushed to get to the team-up movie.
Yes.
They did.
Well, yeah.
And they had to force the, you know, them getting together.
They should have harmed everybody together, yeah.
I think it would have been better if they had Justice League and Justice League 2 split into two separate movies to actually make... Okay.
Or just let them organically introduce all the characters instead of using the movie to introduce
them. I understand they're behind Marvel, but you're killing yourself
to
catch up.
It's not a race to tell the story first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody's going to make the statement that, oh, well, they're just ripping off Marvel if they go by the book how these movies are done.
Yeah, but I'd rather have them rip it off
we're Marvel with the same stories in DC.
Not tell a story.
So. I mean, the guy who directed this movie basically directed the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, this is Justice League. Everybody knows the freaking story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone pretty much knew the story of Avengers, X-Men.
But do they?
Exactly, yeah.
That's the thing I'm getting annoyed with, the superhero movies. Well, you know the story of the superhero movie. Well, it doesn't mean... Not everyone does.
Everyone knew Batman. They did that how many times?
Well, Batman is...
But that's what I'm saying. You know, you can... If you redo it and you redo it a right way, you can do it and not get the criticism as much as if you did it this way.
You can do it all night long.
Yes, you can, John.
No, I'll give you that.
Brian, what
but I mean, look at...
I don't think we got to you.
We got off the rails.
That's the problem there is.
I have questions already in my head.
That's the problem DC put themselves in. Well, Jay and I got a side conversation.
Yeah, we're doing a thing.
let's get Brian's opinion on the movie.
Brian's opinion. He hated it.
No, I didn't hate it.
Really? Told me all about it.
No, I care about what you have to say.
No, I think it was just vanilla. It was enjoyable, but it's forgettable.
It wasn't an awful movie. It was just...
It wasn't awful.
I feel like they played a little bit safe because of failures that they've seen in the past.
They did play it super safe. I did like the character. The characters were introduced. I did enjoy... I kind of liked Aquaman. I liked Cyborg. Flash was my least favorite.
Like I was saying, I did like Ezra Miller more than I thought I was going to like him.
Yeah, I mean, he just seemed like a bad stand-up comedian to me. Yes, Some of his jokes fell flat.
Yes,
I mean,
they did, but at least...
Yeah, they
but
tried.
That's Barry Allen is that type of guy.
Yeah,
he's a nerd.
Yeah.
He's awkward.
Kind of
like...
What I did think was weird was his dad, what's his face?
Benjamin Manhattan?
Yes.
Yeah.
How much he sounded like John Wesley Shipp.
The guitar player from Stillwater?
I'm so all lost. Right,
that, his dad so sounded like the dad from the TV show. Played the Flash. Had that same like cadence and that same tone. Yeah. I understand they're playing the same guy, but it just they sounded so much alike. And like, you know, you have to go out and get a job. You have to stop coming here. And they had the same, you know, but it was good. Like it was.
I would say they played it safe. There was not much tension, and I'll say a bold statement. Like Jay, he was saying, I mean, you really liked it. I liked the tension more in Batman versus Superman.
There was more tension.
No,
I enjoyed the tension in that more than this.
The pacing was better in Batman versus Superman. Yeah. This one, I feel like they had so much
that they had to.
There was no filler scenes. There was no tension builders. It was this is a story.
Yeah,
and it was just like action scene, action scene. Next action scene.
Everything was
small, witty dialogue. Action scene. Action scene.
Yeah, it was kind of paint by numbers, definitely. Yeah. But I mean, it was safe. It was vanilla.
That's what your average consumer is looking for these days: just random action scenes. So they're trying to DC's trying to hook people.
Like you want to see a good action movie with superheroes and see Justice League together? It's perfect.
Yeah, the action scenes are good. Actually,
high drama.
The
ending battle scene with that whole thing was actually. Pretty interesting. No, I'm just saying.
We're going through it organically.
Wait. This has a structure, what we're doing right now?
Yeah. I'm going to try to structure it, but
Jake's is like
diarrheaing it over.
I went to the end. I should have said fighting it throughout the entire movie.
He just can't hold it.
He just can't hold it.
Act 2. What are we doing?
All right.
Question 2.
Okay. The setup. Like introduction, what was your least or most favorite? Was your favorite introduction to a new character, or your least favorite? I mean, I'll say it right off the bat. For me, I would say Wonder Woman felt like she was the Flash, like when she was fighting.
What?
Oh, in the robbers, she was moving fast.
But that's Wonder Woman.
It just felt weird to me.
They haven't really tapped into that so much in the Wonder Woman movie. How quick she can actually be.
I know. It felt odd, and I wanted to hear her theme song too.
I couldn't see the invisible jet.
I think what would have been better is if she actually got in front of him and did the and she yelled at the cross with actually stopping
to me,
the bullets.
What she was doing
instead
felt
of
flashes.
Doing the whole
movement.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just waiting on pancakes. Okay.
Excellent.
Apple crisp.
Well,
do you guys need more utensils?
Yes.
Okay.
Some extra napkins too.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. Whoever wants to go next.
I actually like the whole
surprise.
Wants to go next?
He's like.
But as soon as she asked the question, the whole Wonder Woman cyborg thing with the talking to the computer and I want to see you face to face, and she goes, and he goes, okay, trust you, and she said what she said.
If I wanted to attack you,
I could have.
At the park.
At the park, because she knew he was there.
Yeah, and so it was sort of like a, you like that?
Yeah, I like how they had sort of a back and forth.
What was your least favorite in that beginning part? Anything?
The whole setup again of Batman being a bad guy when they, you know, with the Commissioner Gordon showing up going, oh, things flying,
Or Batman's still not quite that hero.
Batman. Yeah. 20 years, and he's going to start attacking people. It's sort of just, always seemed to have to set up the whole thing of Batman as the bad guy.
Yeah, you know what's weird? It's like when you, he kind of is. When Aquaman's talking to that woman underwater there, I don't know their names. And she has to explain what happened to his dad. He knows what happened. It's like he lived it. Why do you have to regurgitate? I know for us, but it seems unorganic. You don't walk up to your brother and go, "You remember that time when mom died like 9 years ago? You remember that?"
Well, they're family. Families keep secrets, man.
Yeah. No, but also, you like the obvious foreshadowing when she lassoed that first person. She's like, "This is the lasso of truth. You're gonna tell me the truth, whether you like it or not."
Yeah, we all know what it is. We shouldn't have heard that, but Yeah.
All right, yeah.
All right, so Jake, who wants to go next? Jay?
What's the question?
What was your best introduction? What was the worst introduction?
I don't know, man. They're all kind of on par with one another. I guess Barry's the Flash. That was cute.
Yep.
The whole back and forth between him and Batman, the skittish superhero versus the rich, arrogant asshole. Yeah, I like that. That's all I really have to say about it. None of it was really memorable for me, but that one made me chuckle the most.
Thanks,
I was a little confused by how we got, Superman brings up the thing about...
Didn't you already go?
Yeah, no, but he's not going to keep talking. He's just going to keep going.
No, Superman brought up the thing about this protects his spaceship.
Wait,
remember, Bruce Wayne says, this is stuff that...
We're going to have to, time every person talking so we can get a...
He says that about the suit.
A percentile.
This is like D&D.
And I'm sitting there going, the kid doesn't have a job. How does he have the suit?
Exactly.
This is like D&D, the Warnock episode.
The Warnock.
That's what. Sorry.
If we ever played D&D with Jake, he would be like, okay, but I want to do this.
Well, he was
never talking.
Living
in a.
Sorry.
I don't know, squatting somewhere?
John, what was your favorite and least favorite?
Gag.
Your pancakes.
Gag, Jake.
That was.
Excellent.
Oh, I have a salad, right?
Yes, I'm having
a salad
now.
Yep,
thank you.
Gonna pick another garden out back.
So, sorry.
Your pride of rabbit's hands.
So,
the trash panda. Can we dump this?
I was really let down by, the Aquaman intro, only because they played it up. Excuse me. They played it up so much in, the previews, he was gonna be, it was gonna be, this rough scene.
Mm.
But after that first part... They just, snapped outside, and they're, friends. They're like, oh, yeah. It was just, they were chums.
Yeah.
But they tried to, build it up in the thing where, they had that other scene where he goes, so he said yes, and he was like, well, he didn't say yes. He said no.
Yeah.
But, they killed that tension. It was just like, oh, my God, he's a rough guy, and then it was just like, all right. Whatever, dude.
I thought there was going to be a brawl.
During the movie, I'm like, how does Bruce Wayne not have a helicopter? We'll take him to that.
He's got
that
a motherfucking jetpack.
No, he was on a horse.
He showed up on a horse.
Why does he need a horse? He's Bruce Wayne. He doesn't own a submarine or some sort to get right through
this. Maybe he felt like slumming.
Magical place or something.
Or some shit.
Yeah. He probably took a helicopter to a safe zone and then took a horse.
A horse.
No, he has a Wayne.
They just left the horse.
A Wayne Enterprise horse.
Arabian horse.
Parachute down.
That, and I like how they've just completely gotten rid of the idea of secret identities.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Italian,
right? DC wasn't really known for secret identities.
Dude, yes, I can. Everyone's gonna know who Superman is now.
Well, yeah.
Oh, so Clark calling him Clark every 5 seconds.
It's like
in the middle of the park in front of everybody.
Even Batman, it doesn't really bother trying to conceal it. None of them, really...
Or dissuade Barry from freaking running his mouth.
It just, seemed like...
When they came off the plane.
I don't know. I think my least favorite one was probably Cyborgs. Because it was kind of because he went and found them instead.
And there was a ton of clips that were in the trailers that
didn't make it in the movie.
That were part of those 45 minutes that were cut.
Which is even more depressing now because we're going to get that again.
With the extra 45?
The other 45 minutes, the director's cut that he wanted you to see originally. Well, then why didn't you just put in the fucking movie to begin with? Why am I waiting?
Thank you very much.
For the stupid movie to come out on DVD.
My favorite introduction would be Superman. As lame as it was, how they just oh, we're going to raise him. Okay. And then just go to the next scene. When he came out and he was pissed off. And I love the scene where he starts fighting Flash. And it's just... I thought that was pretty cool.
That was pretty funny when his eyes turned and the look on Barry's face of, oh no.
I felt like it was so good that it ended too quickly.
Yeah.
I wanted more.
You know what I mean? That's why I thought it would have been better if you had the whole black suit.
Well, the suit doesn't matter. Thing. It's just...
Yeah.
It was just like... It was pretty quick, and it was more entertaining and more engaging than any of the other fights.
Yeah.
And when he came out of it, his shirt, shoes, all blew off, but he only kept his pants on.
Well, that's because he had an enormous priastic erection.
Now you're pretty cool.
That's true. All right, so...
Get naked.
Get naked.
What's this naked been up to?
Naked.
I don't know. That's true. I don't think she's put it out in a long time.
It's gotta be like 15 years.
So
please just make it. Brian, you're making a mess over there.
I know.
Brian is a mess.
I am a mess. Alright, so
a hot fucking mess.
I don't wanna go that far.
Let's say you're naked.
Let's say I'm naked. Alright.
Did you do yours?
Yes.
Did Mark do his?
Yep. Jake did 9 things. I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about other movies at that point.
Yeah, I think we should roll for initiative to you.
Jake's like, do you remember in Red Dawn?
I can't roll for initiative. I'm in the booth.
You remember Red Dawn?
Red Dawn?
Okay, let's do special effects. Because this is... I'll start.
What the?
I'm going to do special effects. No.
Oh, are we what best and worst special effects?
Yeah,
you all know we're going to talk about the mustache.
The mustache removal, because I knew about it, I was always looking at it, and sometimes it
if
was
I didn't
really
know
bad.
About it,
I still would have noticed.
Yeah. I would have noticed something was off because his face just looked weird, but I wouldn't have been like focused on
that.
I wouldn't have been like,
you wouldn't know
oh
something
God,
was weird.
His mustache. It would just be like,
why is his face look fuzzy?
And in some of the scenes, it just looked like they were making people look younger.
Yeah.
But worse than Marvel does.
Mm. Right, yeah. It had that, like either their faces were painted
even
or
like
remapped.
Ben Affleck in some of them, it just looked like so smooth.
And you know, it's like sometimes their suits were even, like, But, like, even sometimes their suits were, like, I don't know if they were, like, retouched the color or if they... It was just something with, like, they changed the lighting on him or something. Because even Superman's suit, like, had, like, a weird, like,
They added textured muscle pads. They
also added sunlight to the
instead
movie.
Instead of him just having muscle.
Oh, yeah.
The scene with Affleck and the chick that plays Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot.
Thank you. Yeah, when she's putting his shoulder back in, the whole suit that that he's wearing...
The Under Armour?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, that's like full of hair. You can see it shifting in kind of weird ways.
Mm.
What the shit are you doing?
Yeah, I would say the mustache and the villain were probably the worst CG.
To be fair, I didn't know about the mustache. I noticed something was kind of off, but I didn't think it was...
Yeah, like
it's,
I said,
because I knew about it.
If you didn't know,
you would just
it wouldn't have bad.
Yeah.
And I... You know what? As much as what I did like the Flash, I like the fact they did the Flash different. Because
and he got naked that one time?
Well, because a part of me was like, are they going to sort of do something they did with X-Men?
And get
with,
naked?
Quicksilver.
Quicksilver? And they didn't. They did. They kept it...
They sort of meant more Quicksilver with what Wonder Woman was doing.
Yeah.
We're talking about the whole Quicksilver ripoff during the...
Well, then that
the
one
bug scene.
The what scene?
Where he spent all the bugs inside the thing. He does a runaround.
Yeah, but he wasn't sitting
like,
there moving bullets.
And Batman, like...
Yeah, but he wasn't moving bullets.
He touches the sword so he can catch it.
That was one thing,
That was you're going to get that with every speedster type of thing.
Anyway.
But there wasn't
what
like
I
a whole...
I want to know is...
So moving you're pushing
you're pushing the point of a sword.
No, he didn't push it. Electricity.
It definitely made it ting.
Yeah.
And
probably not getting any blood or anything.
And it's like
it's the
all right,
Flash. He's coated.
It's like yeah. So our perception is moving slow motion,
but
it's
really going
not
like this.
Really slow
he's,
motion.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why he's going like this.
Yeah, it would go right into his finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like it was like a normal sword.
Well, the Flash is... Oh, God, I forgot the term for it. But when he's...
Well, he quick heals, too. So even if he did cut himself...
When he's moving at that kind of speed...
The speed force protects him.
A shield type of thing, yes. That's why... that's also why if you look at every other Flash, they have gloves.
Where?
Anybody else with bad CG? Good CG?
I don't know.
Broad strokes, it was good.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, it wasn't awful, but you could when it was bad, you noticed it was bad.
I mean, it's just another DC movie with another CGI villain.
Yeah, true.
Basically,
because
looked a hell of a lot like Liam Neeson.
Well, actually, I thought it was Liam Neeson.
Actually, he looked a lot like what's his face from Wonder Woman. I think he looked too much like Ares.
It did look a lot like Ares.
I think that's he looked too much like Ares.
It's also with the helmet and everything. Yeah, it's weird. Like that was Suicide Squad CG villain.
No, they were talking about that a lot. It was a Doomsday, Ares. I don't even know Enchantress's brother's name, and then Steppenwolf.
All right, can I tell you guys? The one scene that was CG driven. I'll bring this up now that I didn't like. Because it looked like a reskinned Doomsday scene is when Aquaman goes right through the building and surfs in out of the wall.
Oh, yeah.
That was literally what Doomsday did.
Well, when he first came and he, like, slid down the side of the wall.
I was like, what did they just go? Control, Alt, copy, reskinned, reverse? I'm like, it was literally the same scene.
It's like they used the same frames and just rebuilt.
You know why they reused it? Because it's that fucking awesome. It's a great scene.
But also, I think
he was naked.
No,
Momoa did make that better. I'll say that.
Yeah,
because when Doomsday did it,
he went woo.
Doomsday is like this mindless thing, and all of a sudden he's surfing. Yeah. He's like, who's like a Ninja Turtle?
Yeah.
Not there. They just really made Aquaman. Like all the people that used to shit on Aquaman, they really made him a lot better. Mm-hmm. And Aquaman was always pretty cool, even though he just talks to fish.
Aquaman was never cool. Aquaman was never cool.
Aquaman was in fact cool.
When?
From 1977 to 1983.
Yes.
Those were his years.
Those were his prime years.
Are they taking a left or a right?
They are
taking a right. Nope.
Right up there.
Okay. So what else we got? All right. Oh, Brian's
got about the little Easter egg during the big battle scene. We were talking about the last time Steppenwolf was there.
Oh, the lantern back.
We saw a green lantern
back in the first battle. What, 1,000 years ago? They said.
You saw the ring. You saw the ring. Off.
Yeah. Yep. And wait a minute, the scene where Alfred see someone walk up and he goes,
That was never in the movie.
I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And who?
Like I said, there's tons of scenes not in the movie.
You were saying you thought that was Green Lantern.
I thought it was supposed to be, I think.
It could have been, but then the way the story was written, I didn't think that was going to be the way they were going to bring Superman. Then I was waiting for that scene to be like, Superman's going to go check it out at Bruce's place, and then Alfred's going to say you're over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to be.
Maybe that's what the cutscene was.
Yeah.
Oh, you're here? No, they already left. Type of thing.
Yeah, that was totally.
There's
tons of scenes.
I always thought it was going to be
Cyborg steps in front of that thing and saves that person by splitting that object coming in.
You're right.
But like everyone always thought that was Superman, and I was like, I always thought it was going to be a Martian Manhunter. Because I thought that would be the weird left turn.
Too many.
I know, but you know, that would be the left turn.
Literally was too many.
Was there ever the scene where Cyborg's helmet came over?
No.
Because that was in the previews, too.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff in the previews that didn't make.
Well, then, they showed that
that's probably the most, I would think it might be the most stuff from a preview that didn't make
it. I think it is, because... Yeah. Well, they cut out 45 minutes, and I think a lot of the 45 minutes were scenes from the previews.
Yeah. Well, then, like, with, Thor, where she breaks the hammer, was originally set in an alley in New York City.
Yeah.
They moved to Norway.
Yeah.
They changed that whole scene, but that's about it, yeah.
Okay, I'll bring up two continuity errors.
Okay,
so you guys think.
Just two?
Just two that I noticed was after the big battle, they all land and they're all back in street clothes. Like, instantly looking at the cube. Mm. Like, Aquaman, he's wearing his jacket, but he was just wearing his uniform. Then Bruce Wayne went from the bat suit, all of a sudden he's wearing his ascot and his dress down. I'm like, where did he get all his clothing? That's okay, well, it's whatever. It's a superhero movie, not supposed to think too much about it. But when they brought up the accident with Cyborg, they said that happened after Lex Luthor was caught. But from the movie, this was filmed. The videos that Lex Luthor had happened prior. Before.
Yeah, he already had the scene of when...
Yes.
When he was created.
And that's the silly thing, but I noticed that right away. I'm like, no. Lex Luthor had the scene of that.
No, I was paying attention when they were making the continuities, and he's like, oh, yeah, after Superman died, the cube acted up. And it's like, he had already seen the video of you getting created when Superman died.
Because Lex Luthor gave you guys... logos.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He branded everybody. That's
right. Yeah, he'd already watched the video of him being made.
Yeah.
How did he make Cyborg if there was no thing power?
That's what we're saying.
I'm just bad memory.
Yeah. No, I think it's because his dad told him something different than what actually happened.
Maybe
that's possible.
It's possible. Yeah. Or just bad memory.
They were doing experiments on the thing and they didn't want to say anything.
Oh, we're good.
Good. Can I have more decaf? I gotta stay up all night.
No,
I'm just kidding.
You can I take decaf. This one out of your way?
Yeah, yes, it was a joke. It was decaf.
It was a bad
last time I had coffee when we were
I'll
here.
Take your cup
on. Do you
I was up until like 3 in the morning.
Well, I'll wait to go.
No, I'm not. I was dying. I'm glad we went to an early showing.
And then, what else?
Continuity-wise things.
Yeah, you guys notice anything?
Oh, yeah. Like you said, Aquaman's ever-returning jacket. Like, he leaves it on the shore in Norway when they first introduced it.
Yes!
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then he pops up later, and then...
He just keeps buying new ones.
Yeah. Same old beat-up freaking sheep's...
It was a cool jacket.
I don't know. It's like...
Well, no, Bruce found it for him.
Well, it's not even just a jacket.
He's like, dude, I really miss that jacket. I know where it is.
That's a fair assessment.
Thank you.
All of a sudden, you see them going out... We gotta go for a jacket, bro. We'll be
but
right back.
But it wasn't even just the jacket.
I grabbed it for you when he left. I picked it up.
It wasn't even just the jacket, because, like, it was a shirt. And,
yes.
Like, he was, like,
pants.
Sweater. The
yes.
Whole... Yeah. Well, no, he had the pants on, but he'd, like, take the jacket, the sweater, the
and
shirt,
then,
everything.
When they were all regrouping, you know, Bruce is like, my back. And all of a sudden, Wonder Woman shows up and she's got this scarf on. Mm. And the next scene's gone.
Yeah.
Like, why'd you have the scarf? It was weird. Just, like, I don't know. They were
well,
just,
they
like,
didn't want us to focus on our teats. When
you can't
were...
see her boobs when she's in Wonder Woman mode.
I know, because they're not really that big, but...
She's an Amazon woman.
What's that supposed to mean? The Amazons didn't have small boobs. The Amazons would remove one of their breasts
but that's the other thing is is there ever... Did we ever see Wonder Woman in, like, casual mode? Other than, like, in uniform?
You had regular clothes.
Yes, when she met Cyborg. Yeah.
And in the,
No. In the Wonder Woman uniform, you see her in casual clothes.
Wait, I'm confused.
No.
Do you remember when she was naked?
No.
What?
I would remember that.
No. You see her in, like, normal clothes.
Uh-huh.
But you don't see her in, like, a casual
Then you see her in lingerie.
In Themyscira, they walk around with those same scarves and stuff.
Yeah.
No problem.
When they're walking around wearing uniforms.
No,
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need more cream?
No, I'm good.
When they on Themyscira, they walk around. They all have those, same scarves and everything. When they're
she
just wandering around,
yeah.
But when they're in battle, they don't have the scarves.
Yes.
So do you, I'm saying before,
casual male?
Well, no, but you know what I'm saying. Before that scene, you ever seen Wonder Woman not fighting? But the only time
what is going on?
Yeah, but she had the coat on.
She had a scarf in other scenes.
I know, but she had the big coat.
Why are we discussing her fashion?
You're asking
Josh,
about the scarf thing.
We got it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to ask
you
a question.
She didn't have a scarf.
Do we
have
that bridge left over there?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh,
right here.
I'm good.
All right, anyway.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to figure out.
I got it. We got
you're
it.
Eliminated from a circle if you don't want to.
Wait, you're really funny.
You are the weakest link.
You cannot come to
Star Wars. You pour the coffee over his head, you're like, you've been banned.
You're not from Star Wars. You're not here. You're not making it after the movie.
I'm sorry, I was just...
Okay.
I'm leaving you on the call.
Continuity errors, anybody else? Anything?
It's not really continuity.
Plot holes?
Not really continuity error, but
plot holes,
like,
the whole thing was a plot hole.
I just like to pick fun at things. In the beginning of the scene where she saved those from the terrorists all with the lasso of truth on, said... this bomb's big enough to blow up the four surrounding blocks. Yeah. And it's barely over the roof, and nothing happens.
Well, they were told one thing, and you know.
Perspective's all off. Yeah.
When they were panning over the cities with, like, the tributes to Superman, was that one building supposed to look destroyed, or was that...
No, that's an actual real building.
Yeah, okay.
Real building.
No, because that was like... I thought that's where his laser beam was.
Those were all signature skyscrapers. If you know your skyscrapers, they're all supposed to...
No, well, I don't. Nor do I care about them. I don't understand why everyone in the world cares about Superman.
I asked that because they kept the statue destroyed of Superman at the
Well, they keep the statue destroyed, but we're going to spend all this time buying all these banners and putting all these banners up.
Leave the statue, put the banners up to cover the holes. not even the destroyed statue. There was the impact injury from when freaking Doomsday slid up to the thing.
So are they going to keep the other destroyed parts? You know, where, like, Wonder Woman cut head in half and destroyed the staff.
The walking tour of destroyed things.
This is where Superman headbutted Wonder Woman into the ground.
That was pretty awesome. I mean, I like that scene. It's awesome.
This is the police car Superman sliced in half.
The movie was definitely sponsored by Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, God.
And
AT&T. And our good friends at Under Armour. All logos all over the place.
Yeah, right.
I was waiting to see one of those Superman flags sponsored by Under Armour.
Yeah.
Because it looked like an Under Armour flag.
I know.
I
thought it was Rocky in the tweet game. Speakers.
You even have a futuristic car and you just happen to slap it. It just happens to be a prototype Mercedes car. It's like, really?
Because they're sponsored.
But it's just like...
He owns a controlling stock in Mercedes.
And he owns a bank, too. He bought the bank. To get the farm.
Why would you just buy the house?
Well, childhood home.
That's what I don't get. How did you get the house? Well, I
bought the bank. I said it right before he did, too.
A little bit of jump.
No, but the whole point is... Just buy the house.
Buy the house.
Yeah, I know.
It says for sale by bank. You come and answer, give them the offering price.
Just go like this. You go, here's the deed.
Thanks.
Yeah, here's the deed.
Great.
How'd you get the house? Here's the deed.
I bought the bank. Full F you, Superman.
Well, he did say it was a knee-jerk reaction.
I do that sometimes.
Just buy banks at random.
Although, if I was Clark Kent, I'd be pissed at Lois Lane because she let her mom, like, lose her house.
Well, I thought it was pretty dick at Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne knew who Superman's mother was.
They're supposedly best friends. They know each other's mom's first names by now.
Martha took care of it before that
instead of waiting to end the movie to do it.
Protect Martha. Hardly know Martha. That's the whole thing of the last movie, and he doesn't keep it track.
You think
he would have went and bought the house then?
Because he was obviously obsessed with Superman, because he talked about him every time.
From the time the movie started to the time he came back.
We have to bring him back.
Quiet, quirky, little emotional thing Affleck would do whenever somebody mentioned Superman.
He's like, I just never got to get in that ass.
He's the leader.
Like, at the end, when Superman and Cyborg are giggling about having to pay his mom's loan. Just the look on Affleck's face, I'm like...
That's a bromance right there. I didn't get blown up with Superman.
But he almost had the same speech against Batman vs. Superman. He was just like, we can't chance it. He's an alien. Oh, we must destroy him. And this one, he's like, we can't chance it. We just gotta take a chance. We have to bring him back.
We have to bring him back.
And then Wonder Woman's just like, you need to stop. Like, just stop.
Yeah. It's either one or the other with you, Bruce. You gotta pick a side.
Yeah, really just doesn't know where to go.
I like Alfred's little comment, like, at least somebody's going on a date around here.
I think Alfred was better. Superman was better in this movie.
That guy is the greatest.
Jeremy Irons?
Yeah,
I love Jeremy Irons.
Okay.
J.K. Simmons.
Was it just...
I wanted more J.K. Simmons.
He was pretty good. He was alright, but he didn't really do much. The Wayne plane was weird.
He really looked like
the Wayne Enterprises plane.
The X-Men jet that they found.
Well, he made, like, a plane they could all
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the actual Boeing 747. With the back cave in the plane.
The actual jet. It looked like it was in a cave.
Yeah, no.
The inside was, like, cave motif.
Oh.
Make him feel at home.
It's like
that was really interesting.
Because they have this shot where Bruce Wayne's there,
It had like a graphic textured like dark stone my first thought look
was,
to it.
Well, my first thought was they had the scene of Bruce Wayne talking, but it cuts to the scene of Jeremy Irons talking. I'm like, is Jeremy Irons in the Batcave? And he throws the cord and he's like in a room with Batman. I'm like, where are we? Are we in a plane? Did we manage to get transferred to a Batcave? Like,
then you saw the windows. Yeah, I was like, then you see the windows, you're like, this is the plane.
And he has like Asian
Samurai stuff.
Samurai.
Yes, well, that's Batman.
Inside the plane?
That's a stole it all from Azagul.
Yeah. That's an Easter egg.
He just flies around with it. It's like,
okay. And that's the other thing. That's the other thing. Is it piloted or is it?
How big is this plane?
I know that's like, the thing. That thing looks huge.
The 747 they're walking around inside.
That thing was freaking huge.
He did say he was building something.
Seriously, people really don't like our opinions.
Someone must have really ordered something. Fruity tree slam.
They're like grass slam.
So finally, hit me what you sound like right now. You sound like, to me, you sound like what Chewbacca would sound like if he learned English.
I'm going to go with that. Probably
oh, my God.
I probably would go with that.
Maybe we all know what Chewbacca sounds like, and now we can understand
why. I can understand it.
Okay, and then the...
We have to keep it down.
The Justice League jet.
Yeah.
It looked like it's like a stingray, dude.
It looked like an X-Jet.
It looked like a whale. Yeah, it looked like a whale shark. Yeah,
that's exactly what it looked like. That's what it was, because they had a
But it was so front. Awesome, because it died in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, I also love Cyborg.
He's like, I've been building this for 9 months, and it's going to ferry our team around. Oh, shit, it crashed.
That's my favorite thing about
it. He blows up all of his shit.
What was it, the stupid like walker thing?
The crawler, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, we get to bring in my walker thingy, and then Cyborg gets in it and just takes it over, and he goes, I got this. He goes, can I help you? You know, like, what are you doing with our stuff?
Just kinda... But then he fries it.
I know. It's like, dude.
Couldn't move anyway. And then, like, everything and then, Batman did he just take had off? In the movie was like...
Yeah.
Did you just leave us?
I was kind of hoping to see a cool Batmobile. We didn't really see...
No, because he already introduced a new one, so...
The old Batmobile.
Mm. It's Mouse yeah. destroyed, so we'll get a new one.
Yeah, now you're going to get a new one.
You always get a...
I don't know. I thought the Tumbler was cooler than this.
I like the Tumbler a lot.
This one was... It was like they took the Batmobile and the Tumbler and tried to make something else with
it. Yeah, I feel like the Tumbler was the ultimate. You can't really... Because
they went out and did something completely different than all the Batmobiles. Mm. But it so was Batman, and it was so awesome.
Yeah. It would take a lot of brain power to get it something a little better than the Tumbler. Yeah. DC just can't afford that right now.
Yeah. Mm. Well, what do you guys
still
think
to find
about
scripts?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about hearing the old Batman theme song? Was it out of place?
No one knows that but you.
That was the Tim Burton. That was Danny Elfman.
I know. I heard it and I was like, oh, Brian's probably like, oh my god,
he's
gonna
fucking drown over here.
Okay, what did you guys?
Shut up. Danny Elfman's awesome.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't hear it. I don't
really?
Know where
Dude,
it was.
I heard it. Okay, they played it in the very beginning when he was.
I only noticed he played it because I felt his direction against me.
And then they played it later on during battle, and then at the end.
Well, I honestly didn't
even Jay, you heard it.
Right yeah, I heard it.
Dude, how did you not
play
know?
In the scene, was it the one in the scene with the light? And he, the,
yes.
The, Gordon?
Yeah, they did it then too.
Yeah.
But the thing was, like, it was cool to hear it.
We also played the old Superman. I heard that.
I heard the old Superman.
See,
song.
I didn't hear that
from the original movie.
Yeah, I heard that. I didn't hear the.
When
the Batman
when
never
comes
struck
back
me.
As Superman, the first scene where he flies in.
Yeah, you keep hearing the trumpets.
When he did the whole arc.
Okay. Did he?
It was a lot slower and a lot slower.
Yeah, it was very.
I mean, that's cool because they really have not. Created
which
a
is,
new
which
theme.
Is completely which off the topic, but when we saw the trailer for it's the one with all the 80s pop references and stuff in it, that trailer we saw.
Oh, the one with Spielberg movie?
Ready
Player One?
Factory. Yes.
Yeah.
You could, I swear to God, I don't know. Charlie
and the Chocolate
Factory. Just my head, but I could hear that freaking song from Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's all Philip. 80s references.
Yeah,
that's the whole basis of the movie. That's why, like, you see.
Yeah, you hear the Willy Wonka.
You see the DeLorean. And,
thank you. Yeah.
Yes,
you see the DeLorean.
Also,
and all
the
stuff.
Yeah. With the scene of DeLorean, it does the Back to the Future.
Yep, I caught that one. Yeah,
and then I think there's also the Ghostbuster theme.
Yeah,
is a little bit in there and a bunch of other stuff in there.
Schnazzy.
Like you see the
Iron Giant.
Bigfoot.
Iron Giant.
Yeah.
There's the Akira bikes in there.
I know the Black on Black's in there, man.
And Black on Black.
Yeah, that'll be...
Yeah.
That'll be interesting movie. But anyways, back to this movie.
Yeah. Sorry, we're talking about soundtracks and all that
stuff. All right, so... I guess.
But going back to what you were saying earlier on.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Wonder Woman thing.
I wanted to hear
Yeah, there wasn't really.
It's like they brought back the Batman, they brought back Superman, they didn't use the Iron Wonder Woman.
Yes.
That's the one thing I thought was weird.
I know, and her
At the very
awesome.
Beginning part where they're in the bank or whatever.
You think it would have when she came to the door.
That would have been the perfect time to do that.
Yeah, they briefly had it faded in and out. Yeah. But yeah, at the end when they're having the big battle, to have Wonder Woman's theme kick in, to have. I'm like, her theme is so good. Yeah. It's the best theme music they produced in forever.
Well, it's like using freaking whatchamacallit in Thor. I come from the end of the land of the ice and snow.
Oh, it was
Immigrant Song. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
Immigrant Song.
Yeah, Immigrant Song. Yeah, I can remember the, you know, when he comes down.
I thought you were
that, that actually was very good use of that song.
That was perfect use of that song.
That's what I mean. You know, I come from the land of the ice and snow. Yeah,
I thought you were going to say I come from the land down under.
No.
I thought he was going to say that.
I come from the land
down under. I was like, that movie was.
Well, which makes more sense, too.
It makes sense. It's all that does come from the land.
It's Hemsworth.
This came to live in plunder.
Which is, yeah.
So, okay. I think we hit all the points.
Yeah.
Overall, if we... I guess, okay, how about this? Since we... The movies we... superhero movies that we have seen this year, where
would
you rank it?
Hold on, before you that.
What?
After credit scenes. With the two after credit scenes.
Oh, yes. Okay, first one was a race.
First was just the race between Superman and
Flash.
It was
a fun throw.
That was a play on every kid DC thing.
Okay. This is spoiler territory.
The whole thing's in spoiler territory, Ryan.
So at the very
you're going to go to spoiler, guys?
46 minutes in.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Okay,
everybody, don't listen to us.
Guys,
we're walking. The camera's slowly going into this bald man in a jail cell, and it's Louis C.K. jerking off.
No, it's they're releasing guys from their cells.
Yes,
it's for one guy in a straitjacket and
in Louis C.K.'s cell. I mean, in Lex Luthor's cell.
And the guard says, "Stop jerking around."
Stop jerking around, Luthor. Let's go.
Yes.
Yes, Josh. We know we're joking. Calm down.
And then he goes in, walks up, because he's walking up to him. He's pretty serious.
But it's
the whole thing. It's the whole setup of him walking up.
Yes.
And he goes up to him, and he goes to turn him around, and it's not Luthor.
And the guy
starts laughing.
Yes.
Got pulled over.
And Lex Luthor.
There's another one coming.
Lex Luthor is on a boat with Deadpool.
Deathstroke.
The other Wilson. Wade Wilson.
If you listen to the last original one,
Slade Wilson.
Yeah, I know, but
he's being
Brian.
Yeah. Slade Wilson came
Slade's
first.
Slade came first.
But yeah.
Wade is basically a rip off of Slade. Just to be.
Yeah. But you have to think, all these writers all work for both companies.
Yes, we understand, right.
So anyway, Deadpool shows up and now,
which is weird that they picked Deathstroke through the guy.
Deathstroke is pretty good, though.
He wasn't in the Legion of Doom, was he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was.
The first one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was.
I'm fairly certain he was, too. I don't think he was around very much.
Wait, who Joker, Deadshot.
Deadshot.
Same fucking
character. No, one's swords, one's guns.
Yeah.
And then you have Bullseye too. Yeah, but that's Marvel.
That's Marvel.
Oh, poor Colin Farrell.
And
worst role of his life.
Well, basically the same fucking character.
So anyway, he shows up, and they're gonna start the Legion of Doom.
Lex Luthor was sitting in
a yacht in the middle of the harbor.
Was that Beijing? Or what?
Who knows?
The only way that would have been better is if the dome popped out of the water and they went into the dome.
Yeah. I didn't see it, but yeah. That would have been better.
Because that stupid thing from the 70s cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
Super Friends. That's what the artist from that. He's a really cool guy.
Oh, man.
All right, so that was the ending. So what was your... Okay. Where would you place this out of this year's
the superhero movies
you saw this year? Where would you place this for 2017?
Jeez, I have to remember what we even saw this year.
So we have Thor.
I could easily tell you.
We had Guardians 2, Thor,
Spider-Man, Logan.
Logan's
gonna beat Logan.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
That movie made me cry. You want to punch people at the same time. That movie was awesome.
Yeah. Especially
when you... Brian, go first, man.
I'll go first. I put this middle. I would say worst... I would say the lowest for me this year...
Guardians 2.
Yeah. And the highest was Logan.
That was podcast.
I would say Guardians 2 was the lowest. But I still liked it. I don't think there was any stinkers this year at all. Like, I would say, I don't think I saw any bad superhero, like, totally bad.
No, there's nothing that was, like, god-awful when I watched
it. Well, no, that's one thing. Nothing was really god-awful. There has been years
like,
where it was...
Logan was the cream of the crop for me, and then it would be, like, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man. I would say Thor, Guardians. Maybe I'd put this near the bottom.
Yeah, I was about to say, mid-pack was a little...
I put it, like, right above, maybe, Guardians 2, but that's about it.
Yeah, this and Guardians 2 were very similar to me. I watched them, I enjoyed them, and then I was just like,
and you forgot about them.
It was a man movie. It was like, oh my gosh. It wasn't like, oh, that sucked. It was just like, it happened.
Like, I want better for Guardians 3. I want them to get, I want them as a team, and I want them to,
I want better for DC.
I want new cameos.
I want, like, a decent movie where I can actually, like...
We had that. They only give us once a year. Wonder Woman was probably their best DC film.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was awesome. I enjoyed it. Even though it had flaws.
I guess the only character I cared about in this movie was Wonder Woman.
Yeah, because we knew her backstory.
But I actually cared that. Like, I actually didn't want anything to happen to her. Russell, I didn't care less.
Because she had tits.
No, it's just...
It does help.
Yeah.
Like, Cavill's Superman...
I always liked Wonder Woman.
Cavill's Superman and Affleck's Batman don't make me... I don't... have any
they don't make
yeah, don't have an attachment because we don't have a single Batman movie to get attached to Affleck's Batman.
Yeah, you have reincarnations there.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, they didn't get us attached to anybody but Wonder Woman, Superman, maybe Batman, and all these new people we've never seen before. So the attachment, like when you get the first Avengers, you're invested in all these characters.
That was my main issue. Is like it just seemed it felt way too rushed.
Well, that was one of the reasons that Suicide Squad fell flat. It could have been so much better. It wasn't that bad, but like they just introduced a bunch of characters.
Was really bad.
Never saw
and didn't care. And why would you pick them?
Do you guys need anything?
I think we're good.
But like it just was like I think Suicide Squad would have done so much better if all of them had appeared as the nemesis in other movies.
I agree. Yeah.
And you're like, oh wow, I actually are attached to these guys.
Even if they're side characters, just not even nemesis, just some sort of like...
If there was some sort
some
of
hinting
setup.
Towards something, that would have been fine with me.
Just at least a little bit of a
then
setup.
You might have actually cared when they killed off Slingshot in 5 seconds.
Or if which, it's just like, oh, who's that? Well, oh, they're dead. Okay, I don't know.
No wonder why these guys weren't on the press tour.
Even in this movie, if they had started off like with Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver kind of storyline.
At least Cyborg, she had some sort of...
And Cyborg was, like, controlled by...
but then you're copying Marvel.
I'm saying, but, like... At least
something it, along those
in
lines.
In another movie, if he, like, had a thing where he was...
Well, they kept teasing, you know, oh my god, he's probably being controlled by Box.
The only thing he did...
That was not under his control was shoot Superman, which had nothing to do with the box.
And that was just the defense mechanism.
They kept
the saying, they're like, oh, we don't know if we can trust him. The box is going to control him. He was created by the box. And then the only thing he did, because freaking Aquaman's freaking heart rate was going up, he's like, you got to calm
setting
down.
Up, you're setting
you gotta
up my
calm
defense
down
mechanisms.
Because, oh, my God, I'm going to shoot you because you're freaking me out. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't go anywhere with that. Yeah. It's kind of
the thing
with a Slingshot was that's actually in the comics. He actually gets killed off that quickly
you kill a character off that you have no thing. They killed him off in the comic books, but he was already a character at that point.
I know, but that's what I mean. It's they tried to do something and
Yeah, no one got the joke.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even a joke.
Yeah, nobody laughed.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean is...
But they didn't even pretend...
It's like the rest of the movie. No one laughed.
They didn't even pretend like he was going to be a character because, like, they had all the intros in the beginning. He didn't have one.
Yeah. He literally walked out of a car.
Yeah. And he had, like, died. No intro, no recruitment. He just showed up at the final roster.
Coffee.
And then died.
Yep, coffee. Another just coffee? I think it was just one coffee. And then Philly Prime Melon.
Yep.
Yours. And Sprite, Apple Crisp. What's yours? Decaf. Uh-huh. Sorry, that's going to be your name.
Yep.
There you go, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
You too.
All righty.
So, we
Ed, Bond.
We're not done.
Oh, we're not done. Okay, what else? Well, I mean, what else can we talk about? Any final thoughts or anything?
My mom was Frosted Tips. We can talk about that.
Oh, you like this Frosted Tips?
They were sexy.
I like the Frosted Tips when we looked at it.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Gargle those balls.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's been gargling the whole time. Momoa's dick's been his
he's
mouth.
Like, he's been, just been talking through a dick.
What he did wish was, you know, they didn't really set up the Momoa some thing with the Aquaman outfit. He just basically went, I'm going to go up there.
Established.
No, but you know what I mean?
I don't know.
When he went down and he got into the fight, he got into the fight.
What do I say?
Don't look into the eyes.
Okay, so his suit.
The only setup was he got into the fight.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, if I'm going to go fight him, I'm going to need something.
Yeah.
And
he
that
goes
was
underneath and he gets his shit.
Yeah, no, it's like
that's another one of the things that went to the snack hole with the 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Mira.
I saw the previews for that scene where he gets the trident.
Yeah. Gets it from Mira. Yeah.
They just sort of glossed over that.
Yeah.
And she had to reestablish
the biggest disappointment.
That's Thomas' whole life story.
But he knows his life story.
Just so you don't know, I'm your sister.
Just so you know.
Sister,
no,
though.
It's not. No, it's his wife.
It will be his wife down the road.
That's not his sister.
That's his love interest.
That's his
why'd
wife.
Why'd you say dad?
Yeah, why did
your
she...
Your dad.
Her,
oh, your
no,
dad.
It's her mother. His mother.
Mother's cousin? Uncle?
No.
His mother.
Yeah.
But it wasn't phrased that well because she said the eldest son.
He's the eldest son
back.
Of Atlanta.
Atlantis.
She was the guard of Atlantis. She was like the second, like in Wonder Woman's mother.
Yeah, but they kind
she
of
was, like,
portrayed
the
it
pen.
As like she was like the second child.
Yeah, no, that's not. Yeah.
You know what?
No, he left.
That's the way she said it.
It was his birthright. It was his birthright.
Well,
I know
what you're saying. Yeah. We're talking about how they portrayed it.
Yeah,
in
I know. I'm saying that it was word brought.
It was refreshing that Aquaman
was
didn't
naked.
Play the fish out of the water character. Pun intended.
No, I did like that. He started being
a surfer the whole time.
Huh?
Felt like a surfer.
No, like he didn't act like Thor or something. Like I didn't know what to do. He never said bra.
No.
But he said booyah.
Yeah,
no. That was Cyborg. That's a Cyborg thing from Teen Titans.
Oh, Cyborg?
Yes,
booyah?
That's a Teen Titans reference.
Yeah, they did all talk to themselves. Like, they all just went...
Okay.
Like, they said, like, it was weird.
What I did think was the one funny
scene...
Definitely
bleeding.
Yeah.
The one funny
scene... It's like out of character. It was like a character moment.
That was definitely a Joss Whedon... introduction.
Yeah, it just made no sense. It's like,
wait, what?
Well, it was a huge difference from like Batman.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
He's like, yeah, definitely bleeding.
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely. I thought it was.
I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
I was like, wait a minute. That's the Batman I want. Yeah. There's that Batman I'm looking for. That's the Batman I've been like to be.
Yeah.
This sort of almost Adam West sort of.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's.
Yep. I did enjoy that.
I want him to be like the guy who is just a human who doesn't have all of the special abilities.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't.
Oh, he definitely.
I know, but I want him to have that kind of
character quirk.
That kind of character quirk.
Do you notice that one scene where they all showed up to talk? I think the Superman and Batman took forever to show up.
Yeah, well, he's like, all out of breath.
No, that was a setup. That was setup. Remember,
you shouldn't be the first person.
He's definitely not going to want to see you
first. Yeah, I know, but still, they were all
puffing
there.
He's puffing and puffing.
He's like, I'm here, guys.
Well, I almost think he was on the other side of the park, just like watching them. Like,
wait, and it was odd that barely nobody was there. Like, Superman shows up, there's like one cop car, and the whole town is just empty. Like,
no, didn't you see everyone? You saw the people, they're on the side of the park.
They're all sitting at the side of the park on the like the sidewalk. All like
yeah, because the Kryptonian ship's over there, and then
you're right.
Okay, cops, military, and then
stop trying to make it worse than actually.
Mall.
After all the shit that's happened in Metropolis, do you think those people are going to want to try to break that up?
Do you think they want to be close to a Kryptonian blasting people apart?
People are like, Superman's back.
You have only pants on.
It would have been better if you saw some girls flashing in the background.
His belt must have been made of Kryptonian. No, what would have been funny, though, is they see Superman, they all start running towards Superman. Then when the police car blows up, they all start running away from Superman.
So now his belt's made of Kryptonian leather, kept his pants on.
I did think what was really funny was the whole...
Kicked the socks and shoes off in a fit of glee. But his pants said, I have no problem.
The whole Aquaman sitting on the Batmobile, like, having a whole thing of, oh, well, you're rich, you're an idiot.
Or the fact that his body wasn't rotting after a year.
Yeah.
Well, he was regenerated.
Or his hair didn't grow out.
They didn't know what kind of condition he was in. They kind of assumed he was in stasis. Yeah.
They also figured out how to bring him back to life pretty darn quick. But Cyborg knew
everything. The whole movie.
That
was my whole issue with it.
That was the whole movie.
Yeah.
Cyborg knew everything.
Everyone knew everything.
Cyborg knew
There was no thinking whatsoever.
Yeah, there was no Batman detective.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah. Most of it, I mean, you had to go into kind of assuming that Cyborg knew everything because he could get into the mainframes and the computer.
Yeah, he had all the
information. He had the greatest storage capacity of porn in the world.
Wait a minute. What happened to the actual boxes?
He can make his just like...
That's what I was going to say.
Superman pulled them apart and they went...
They just pulled apart and then like you don't see them at all. They didn't fall on the ground or anything.
Yep. They all didn't take them back again either. Yeah. They, you know...
Yeah, like no one like hid them anywhere.
If you think about this, when they're on the island, Wonder Woman's island there...
Themyscira?
Okay, when he shows up and grabs the box, if they had just let him take the box, nobody would have died. Whole time, I'm going, where the fuck are they going to go? They're on an island. Where are they going to go?
Just keep going.
Yes, and I'm like, there's no fucking
go
way.
Go where?
And then he grabs it and just goes, bye-bye. And like nobody, I'm like, so literally, he could have grabbed the box, they all would have stood back and said, take the box. Right. And everybody would have lived.
But then where would have that Lord of the Rings-esque cinematic freaking shot come from?
Very true. But where were they going? Was there a helicopter somewhere? What was it going
on? It's like Atlantis. It's like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, they were...
They're like, keep moving.
It's like, so five guys. Like,
oh, you just want us to keep riding around the island?
That's what I'm thinking about. I'm like, where are they going?
Someone will catch up to you sooner or later. We'll figure it out. Just go.
Help's coming.
I'm almost wondering if she was hoping that the rest of the Amazonians would have got there before
they
that.
Did, but he could have took them all. He could have just destroyed
them.
They had a herd of Pegasus on the other side of the island. It's fine.
why are they two? One of those two big of those things for the torches for the arrow. Why do they need two big like Olympic torches?
Because it's
a
magic flame.
Yeah.
We could just light one.
It's magic flame.
We could just light one
arrow. You need to light both of them, or she can't shoot all the way from the island to the Parthenon.
You need that extra updraft from behind.
Yeah, it raises it.
Why should the focus so much too? That was everything. You should actually like eyeballing the shot. Just to get like that like at intense spot.
And she'll know.
She'll know.
Yeah, some of the one-liners are kind of weak, which is like I'm a believer.
Did they really need that whole thing with the lady with her husband getting abducted either? You know, her husband was abducted by aliens and he's getting
probed. That was just a Josh Whedon cutscene thing.
That was definitely like a whole Marvel like newsreel thing.
Oh, yeah, it was funny.
Well, I mean, how many times do you flip through those comic books and you see somebody watching a TV screen?
Yeah, that happens all the time. I thought that was funny.
But I was kind of impressed it was only like News 9. It's supposed to be 52 news, world news.
Yeah.
I think my favorite scene in the movie, now that I'm thinking about it, is actually when Aquaman is
sitting
on Wonder Woman's lasso.
And then you just see
Aquaman. My thought was she was going to be like, hashtag me too.
It felt like such a freaking like summer camp like.
Because you're gorgeous, you're beautiful.
Yeah, those.
And then you see the
Wonder Woman hashtag me sitting too. On that thing. Get up.
It's a lot different than saying
Wonder Woman hashtag me too.
Oh my god. Don't bring us down.
Hashtag me too.
Stop.
Even
Wonder Woman. I thought Brian was giving a sexist one, but it turns out
I know. I guess it's Mark.
I'm not being sexist. I'm saying even Wonder Woman gets harassed by her coworkers.
Yeah.
Calling her gorgeous right in front of everybody else. Like,
the Aquaman just like comes out and like starts jerking off in the seaweed.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this world.
Oh, wait, what did he say to Barry? What do you, if you say anything, what?
I'm going to put, on Twitter, I'm going to say hashtag me too.
What piranhas I know?
Oh,
anything?
Piranhas are.
Oh, these are good.
How many pay cash or card?
I'm going.
I think most are doing cash.
Card.
Okay.
Oh,
I got one person. I have a card.
Yeah, I'm on a card too.
That's why I said, should we give it to you?
No, cards go up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's upset.
Thank you. And you said you were paying cash as well?
Yeah.
It takes a little while. He's working on it. It's coming.
In there somewhere.
Oh, you're here all night.
All morning.
All morning.
It's morning now.
It's already morning.
Okay. We went over the hump.
Thank you. It's awesome.
Okay, thank you guys.
Yep.
So what else we got?
What time you're naked?
Who do you think the next?
Naked.
Who do you think the next surprise is going to be for the Legion of Doom, or do you want the next Justice League?
We're going to bring a Green Lantern. Or do you want the Green Lantern in the movie?
Yeah.
So Ryan Reynolds is coming back.
I want to see who. But which, that's the other thing. Which Green Lantern is it going to be?
Supposedly it's supposed to be Hal Jordan.
Is it, they going back to, with Hal? Okay.
Hal Sparks.
Yeah.
Hal Sparks.
Hal Sparks. You fucking believe it.
Talk soup?
Yeah.
No, it's, I don't know.
Jay, who do you think? Who do you want to come and join the league?
Martian Manhunter.
I do want Lobo.
Oh,
yeah,
is
Lobo.
Is there talk of Lobo?
There's been talk of Lobo.
There's always been talk of Lobo.
Okay, I thought there was a talk of Lobo.
There's been talk of Lobo since the fucking cats came home.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
ever since he was in the cartoon.
Yeah. Either Lobo or Wonder Girl.
That would be
cool. Wonder Girl would be cool.
Yeah.
Would you like to see more Teen Titans to show up? Like, actually get Robin, get, you know...
There hasn't been a Robin since then.
I know, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, we're overdue for a Robin.
We haven't had
Matt Damon yet. Like, needs a job. So you'd be great, Robin.
Yeah, what do you mean? He's being Loki now.
Yeah,
in the theater, you know? Yeah.
You know what they have to do? Is they just have to, like, scrap their original plans and make a trilogy of Injustice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to happen.
I heard
the Injustice storyline was just so fun.
With the fucking top.
Man,
it just added such newness and it was believable. You can completely see Superman losing his shit over that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
But yeah, but then you have like doubles and it gets really wonky. Doesn't it get wonky with the time?
I felt like the Superman character was a lot more on par.
Yeah, that was Superman.
With just the shit when you say like, oh, is he still bothering you? Or is he smashes Steppenwolf?
Yeah. I like Superman this one. Actually, Man of Steel Superman was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, a little bit.
This was kind of like the Superman.
Well, it's kind of like more of a light yard Superman. Like, you're going to have a scene at the end.
Where they get like 1950 away, Superman.
They both get blown back and they're both like laughing. Like,
maybe I do wish I was dead.
He should be the ray of sunshine of everyone's
But that's
ass.
What I mean. He's supposed to be, you know,
positive.
Truth, justice, you know, that type of guy.
I feel like they really just took that.
They made him too dark to begin with.
They made him too moody, but then they killed him off way too quick because it was just like, we don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
It's almost like they had to do these beats. They're trying to get these beats in, and they went too fast.
It was just weird.
I wanted the mullet and beard.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Well, the Superman 3, you know...
It wasn't a mullet, it was feathered.
But yeah. What else do we got?
And that was it, guy. What else?
We got, like I was saying, we're going to have Green Lantern. Probably gonna have Hawkman.
Yeah, but for the next Justice League.
Hawkman?
Hawkman.
Who do you think is gonna show up? Legion of Doom or Darkseid?
Legion of Doom.
Darkseid's.
We're gonna drag it out.
I feel like we're gonna get a peek at Darkseid next time.
Well, they were gonna show. The original edit had showed Darkseid at the end. Like, when Steppenwolf got taken away, the original ending was Darkseid came through the boom tube. And Steppenwolf left.
Hmm.
But Josh Whedon thought it was too depressing to just, like, jump into another villain.
Yeah.
I would really like to see what the hell Legion's Doom is supposed to do to them. Lex Luthor, of course, could get his hands on Kryptonite. But how is that going to stop Wonder Woman?
That's what Aquaman. Do remember did was just build shit.
Yeah.
Well, he'll have the power suit. We'll get the Joker for Batman.
But the power suit just makes Batman look like an idiot because...
Okay,
it outclasses Batman. We'll
have Reverse Flash.
All right. The original 13 members of the Legion of Doom are Bizarro, Black Manta, Brainiac, Captain Cold, Cheetah.
That won't happen.
Giganta, Gorilla Grodd, Luther.
He's
awesome. Riddler. Let's go with the Flash one because he still doesn't have a thumb. They mentioned
he can speak sign language and Gorilla.
Sign language.
Yep. Oh, God. Hulk.
Gorilla Grodd.
Scarecrow, Sinestro, Solomon Grundy, and Toyman.
Well, you can't have Sinestro until you introduce Green Lantern.
Well, that could happen with the Green Lantern movie.
Yeah.
We're going to do.
Aren't they doing Green Lantern Corporation?
Yeah. Which will have Sinestro in it, because he was a member of the Green Lantern Corp.
It's not a corporation, it's a corp.
Whatever, I don't know.
Green Lantern Corp.
It's the military term.
It's not corporation.
Not the abbreviation.
You're right, I fucked that up.
Let's build this
Green Lantern Corporation.
Where
we bring peace to you through the power of will!
Oh my God.
Yeah, I fucked that one up, sorry. Whatever. Green Lantern Corporation.
Then Filmation added Shazam, Mr. Adam, King Cole.
Shazam is happening.
Not King
Cole. Joker, Penguin.
Zachary Levi is Shazam.
Yeah. Mr. Freeze, Catwoman. And there was talk of adding Heatwave, Poison Ivy, and Abracadabra. It also introduced Captain Marvel.
I still don't feel the Joker would fit. He doesn't want to be part of... The Joker shouldn't be part of something.
I know, but it's sort of weird to set it up that way where he's laughing, you know? Why not just have a lobotomized guy standing there? Or
the Joker has been known to break people out of prison. Maybe, you know, the Joker was the one that got Lex Luthor out.
As far as
I saw things, Joker always saw the Legion of Doom as a means to an end kind of thing.
Yeah.
He didn't really give a flying fuck, but it got him where he needed to be.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's actually like the new version of Batman vs. Joker. We shouldn't have at all. Yeah.
No, we haven't really had.
Well, Batman's been around for 20 years, and the Joker, he has his own strip bars. He has his own bars.
So what do you think? Do you think Harley Quinn will be a villain again?
She's always a villain.
Not
in the current comics.
Yeah, she's kind of a goody-goody.
Yeah.
She's a hero now.
The comics, yes, because she's very popular.
Yeah, but she
Are
had
we talking
a
about movies?
Yeah, we're talking about movies. After she kind of had her suicide where she redeemed herself, do you think she's just going to be a straight-up villain again when the Joker gets her out?
Yep.
Yeah, she's always a villain.
That's the only reason she's not always a villain. Straight-up villain. She's not when she was around the Joker.
But also, she's not a hero either, because she did nothing in Suicide Squad. None of them had any powers to defeat other than...
Yeah, but she was good with a baseball bat.
And that big-ass hand.
Whatever.
She stole a purse.
Nothing. And she stole a purse.
She had a big gun.
And she showed her butt. And she made really bad one-liners.
But she did have a nice butt.
Yeah, it was just a... She was.
She really filled up that shirt really well, too.
She was
Daddy's
not...
Daddy's little monster.
She really wasn't that good. I mean...
Daddy's a little monster.
She
That's
did.
What I just said.
Oh. The actress was really good as her.
Said
but the character was really, really
well,
bad.
Well, that too.
It's like, well, a different movie.
Up here.
It's a different movie.
Are you talking about the porno parody?
Which one?
The
one that was actually filmed or the one that got going on?
Suicide Squad 2 is supposed to come out.
Suicide Squad 2?
No. Birds of Prey is next.
Is it Birds of Prey or is it...
Birds of Prey, they're doing.
I want to know what that movie would be like.
Oh, man. I don't care. I'm not even acknowledging
well, no,
that's
not
what
you.
That's not what I picture. I picture like people slitting their throats and
squirting. What?
He said suicide squirters.
Well, I picture them like all trying to hang themselves and jerking off.
Like suicide girls?
See, that's
yeah, yeah. They're all trying to, what's his name?
So what is Birds of Prey going to do?
They're carrying each other.
They're going to come through themselves.
Oh my God.
The legend continues.
Like,
dude, this, you know, like, this went dark fast.
Yeah, I completely.
You know, like, hot pots arms around.
Yeah. Suicide Squirters.
You're saying it louder.
Just yell it.
Gares, it's Friday morning.
Oh, God.
When the women are squirting.
Stop. Stop. Please, for the love of God.
This is Denny's. They all have heard of Suicide Squirters.
We're all subscribers.
We're all filming it right now.
Are we live?
Right? No, we're not live streaming.
Brian's finally got over the
door. All right. Anyway, so back to what we're talking.
So the next DC movie.
You need to upgrade
movie.
The caffeine.
Next DC movie is Birds of Prey.
What about Christopher? Yeah.
Don't be the prey.
Birds of Prey is the next one.
Supposedly. We don't know. Because
I actually have no idea what that is.
It's Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy,
and Batgirl.
Oh, that's the title they went with? Birds of Prey?
Yeah.
It's a comic book. Yeah, last I knew.
Every week is a new DC movie.
I thought it was Gotham Sirens or something like that.
Something like that.
Red Shoe Diaries.
So wait, DC's doing a film of a one-shot.
The sequel to Suicide Squad.
I don't know.
Well, that might actually...
That's a sub-chapter.
I thought Gotham Sirens... Wasn't Gotham Sirens the throwback 40s pin-up one? Or was that
no
the
one cares,
one?
No, that was the Bombshell girl.
Bombshell,
No one cares. Yeah.
What, the Marvel swimsuit?
It's a DC movie.
No one cares.
Unless your name rides with Rocky. No one gives a fuck about these DC movies.
Rocky... Oh, what's that we have to say? Rocky didn't even like this movie.
Who the fuck cares?
It wasn't...
What? No, this is big.
That's ground shattering.
It wasn't dark enough.
Let Rocky not like things. He's allowed to.
Rocky needs to be darker.
Like Rocky. He doesn't have to.
I know.
He needs to be darker.
Well, no,
and
because
more,
it's been
like,
going
emo.
On ever since. Because he would battle everybody.
No, see, this says. In order, says Justice League.
Yeah.
Then Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Then Shazam. Then Justice League 2.
Oh.
Then Cyborg. Then Green Lantern Corps.
Why is this a movie?
Then Green Lantern Corps, and then Untitled Batman Project to be determined.
Which nobody knows.
That's the one that no one knows about. But
at least that's what it
when
says.
Why does Cyborg need his own movie?
Let me see if there's
another. They might actually use that to establish some more of the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe give us more.
Give us another squad of heroes that are all introduced in one movie.
No smoke.
We'll have a suicide squirter moment where they're all introduced in the first 10 minutes.
They're squirting all over the place.
Aquaman movie has been scrapped and is now the Teen Titans Go movie.
There you go.
What?
Those are Teen Titans.
And it's going to be an animated film. Yeah, but he's film. Not Teen Titans. Oh.
No,
it's going to be an animated film.
Oh, so that doesn't count.
And they pushed it. They pushed it. And Aquaman's going to now come out in December of next year.
Oh, so it's still happening.
Aquaman, I would be more interested than Cyborg. Yeah, then Shazam. And then there's an unknown one in June of 2019. That's Squirters 2.
Squirters 2. Suicide Squad 2.
They're already talking about doing Flashpoint. Really? They haven't done a Flash movie, and you're going to do Flashpoint?
Yes.
They like to just jump right in.
And they're going to erase everything. That's going to give Ben Affleck to his graceful way out.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though he's already been like.
Then Jake Gyllenhaal can be Batman. And no one will watch it.
November 2019.
No. Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
November 2019, Wonder Woman 2.
Looks over at the Wonder Woman. You know what's good about it? Amazons, I keep getting older, and they stay the same age.
Wait, that's Rocky saying. That's Rocky.
That's a very fair assessment.
February 2020 is rumored to be Man of Steel 2.
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
Hasn't been confirmed yet.
This guy.
Then April 2020 is Cyborg.
Wow.
Wait, when?
IHOP sponsored
April 2020.
Sponsored by IHOP. Man of Steel.
You know what? It could be better than Man of Steel. Man of Steel
so,
one
or,
be
and then June,
Man of Steel 1.
June 5th, 2020 could be
maybe
the
throwing
Batman.
The straw across the room is better than Man of Steel 1.
Cool.
They're still saying that they're
they're working on.
What happened to the
dates are fluid.
Siren squirters.
The Cyborg movie has also been talked about. Could either be Cyborg or Teen Titans movie.
DC has no clue.
But he's not a teenager.
No one's
they have
a teenager.
No idea what they're doing. Well, he was.
Yeah, he is. He's still a teenager. He was in high school.
Football. Yeah, he was in high school football.
He had a scholarship to go to Gotham University.
Yeah, so he got a scholarship. So he's at least a junior, probably a senior.
He turned
into Cyborg over 3 years ago.
Yeah, but even
at 16.
Continuity.
Yeah, you're right.
Teen Titans Go, he's older than the rest of them, anyways.
Not true. Raven's the oldest.
No, Raven's the oldest.
Well, I don't say, but like looks wise, he looks older.
Well,
than
he's
the
bigger
of them.
Than all of them.
Yeah,
because then, half of him is made of metal. I don't give you any freaking size.
July 2020 is Green Lantern Corps.
No one cares. Anyways, next movie coming out is Star Wars, and that's all anyone cares.
Well,
about.
Rumor. Wait. Then there's a rumor.
No one cares.
Nightwing.
Really?
Nightwing 2020.
Come on, Jason Todd.
We're gonna get Nightwing before we get Batman.
And
movie.
Possibly that same year.
I'll be good with that.
The next month, Batgirl. Then Suicide Squad 2.
I'm still not caring.
There's
anymore.
Only two DC characters I've ever really given a shit about. One's Lobo, the other one's Jason Todd.
Fair enough. It would be cool to get.
Now
like,
you're getting
Nightwing.
Crazy.
I don't want Nightwing.
They're talking about
a
Joker origin story.
Red Hood.
Jason Todd.
Yeah,
a Deathstroke.
Much better, Jason Todd.
Standalone movie?
No,
a Deathstroke standalone movie?
The rumor was they wanted to do a Joker or
Harley
story,
Quinn and a Joker Harley
and
Quinn
wanted
movie.
They wanted Martin Scorsese to produce so they can get Leo DiCaprio to play the Joker.
That would be stupid.
But that was a rumor.
Well, and then,
he would be Josh, good.
He's a good
Mr. Gold.
He'd be okay.
I'd actually care.
I will tell you when we're done.
I said Brewster Gold. I'm like, Mark would want to see Brewster Gold.
I'd watch Brewster Gold.
But it's all rumors.
Rumors of a Lobo movie.
Yep.
Well, probably and Sandman. They could play Brewster Gold. Be
and not Sandman.
And there's rumors that your brother is in Gargoyle Ball.
There's Neil Gaiman Sandman.
Who knows?
All right.
Next movie, Star Wars. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's
going to
be terrible. I'm not going to see it.
What?
What? The superhero.
What's wrong with you?
I'm going to save that movie until I'm on my deathbed. I'm not going to see it.
Why?
Why? Because I like torturing myself for no reason. No, you know how people like save things? You'll save that book to read for X amount of time? That's what I'm doing.
There's going to be like six of them you're going to have to watch before you die.
And they're already saying that they're...
You're going to do three more after this?
Yeah. They're talking about a whole other three...
I'm not watching Star Wars.
And it might not be centered around any Skywalkers.
Brings up a good thing. Because they're already talking about doing a new trilogy that has nothing to do with Skywalkers.
No,
Skywalkers.
Yeah, it's just these three characters.
This
or
is
even
different
characters.
This is something that kind of puts a damper on what goes into what I was talking about. Fox.
Oh, here goes this Fox thing.
Disney wanted to buy Fox, but the conversations are off the table.
No,
they're not
going to. They didn't want to buy
it's
Fox.
It's gone silent. They said.
Yeah.
The talks could restart.
Fox wants them to buy their stuff.
Fox wants Disney.
Wants them to buy.
Fox wants Disney to buy their TV side.
Because Fox doesn't want Discovery Channel and FX anymore.
But they want to buy their movie side.
Fox wants Disney to buy more of the movie side.
Yes.
Disney does not want to buy more
Disney
of the movie side.
Why would
can't
you not
buy the TV
because
side?
That's the problem.
Nobody's
Disney will
talking
buy the
about
movie
that.
Side.
I said it backwards.
All right. Anywho, I was saying that's something I don't want to happen. Just like I don't want them to kill Star Wars by saying, okay, now we're already thinking about the next trilogy. Like, I want...
Did you not hear when they bought Star Wars and they said they're going to be a new one Star Wars movie every year for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, do you not remember the...
Eventually, they will start sucking really bad.
This is why
do you not remember the Ewok movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they've already done this.
Ewok movies versus Lucas. That was years ago.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
The Ewok
they've
movie was
already...
good. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, what is your problem?
But that's what I'm saying. They've already done this.
Are you
this
racist
where they...
towards Ewoks?
No,
what's
no.
Problem with
I'm
Ewoks?
Saying...
Are you a speciesist?
They've already made movies that have no real connection
just
to the original
trilogy.
Just freaking
Suicide Squirt yourself.
Yeah, right? We'll just shut up and no one cares.
But that's what I'm saying.
That doesn't even work in context.
They've made...
When you squirt so hard, you die. Oh, that's it. That's
you drain all your fluids on your body.
It,
and you hydrate yourself
stop,
and you die.
Stop.
I'm going to cop. Stop.
So it's just different dehydration.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So, okay.
Where's the cake?
All of them, if they squirt so hard, they would die instantly. And the woman's like, I have these little things.
Half an hour of this is just that.
Your private parts, and I hit this button. You got like squirt and die.
Embedded
vibrator
oil in her crotch.
It's like, don't move.
And the first one to go is,
oh my god, that slingshot.
Come shot. Come shot. Come shot.
Hang on, they're right in the movie right now.
Come shot, come walking out.
Write this down, write this down.
Hey guys.
And you see him swinging for the thing, and you see like all of a sudden it spans to the other characters, and then one of them just gets drenched in white.
He just dies. There goes come shot.
So now we don't listen.
Suicide squirting.
Oh, man. Oh, they have to say.
What do I say? Suicide squirters. Like every time someone dies.
I hate to say it.
The spinning wheels.
I hate it. But you know, this is probably an actual thing somewhere.
Okay. Just copyright this. Someone's gonna take this.
All right.
This is where it started.
So we have cum shot. Who's Harley Quinn's character?
Quim.
What?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. How about Harley Quiver?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, who would be the Joker?
Barely Quiver.
Poker.
Oh, poker. I love that one. All right.
Come on.
Okay, who else are we missing here? We got Deadshot. That cum shot, too.
No. Deadshot, that's easy.
No.
What? Money Shot.
Oh, Money Shot. That's a good one. Okay. Who else we got?
Boomerang.
Captain Boomerang.
Captain Dildo.
Captain Dildo.
Throw the dildo to come.
Is that your Boomerang?
Oh. And he has his phone with the dildo. You can see with the dildo.
What's the reptile guy?
He's got a heat-seeking dildo.
Killer cock.
Killer cock.
Cock turns into a...
No. He's just a gigantic... He's like this pink...
Enchantress.
We got a huge ball.
Okay, there you go.
We got to kickstart that.
Enchantress.
Enchantress?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
Maybe.
There's something better out there. I feel like there's something better out there.
Mm. Only in panties
now. Pantress.
I think we'll have to. We'll have to sleep on
that.
We'll
have to brainwash this one. Yeah.
Who else? Oh, what was the woman?
Oh, that's Enchantress.
No, the woman who was in charge of the.
Oh, Waller.
Waller.
Baller.
Waller. Baller. Mm. Yeah.
And then the major, whatever, the guy in charge.
Rick Flag.
Rick
Flag.
We don't want to be the
Gag.
Rick Gag. Oh, he's all in SNL.
No.
Dick Gag.
Katana.
Major. Oh, Katana. She takes. This is Katana. She has a sword with her father in it.
But she's gotta have like a name.
Oh, Katana would be.
Vagina.
No, and vagina.
She has a vagina that steals people's souls.
Yes!
Brian. No.
And killed her husband.
Brian. Her name is Brian.
So she talks to it.
Brian, no. Vagina.
Yeah, her clitoris has the souls of all the men she slept with.
Oh, my gosh.
Vagina. I think it was a huge...
It's a great movie. Yeah,
so that would be your lesbian scene.
Yeah. That would be...
Just like, don't look at this.
Dude, we gotta make a home and write this right now.
Dude, we gotta
start this.
Oh my god. He's like, we're editing D&D.
It's technically parody, so
so you're good.
We're gonna do it.
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell it's
Ross. We just need to find who would start it.
I'm gonna take some dishes away. Oh,
alrighty.
We should really be getting out of here.
We're actually going out.
I might be closing soon.
Oh no.
We don't have to worry about that part, but.
Negative.
Thank you.
No problem, honey.
Even if we just made a trailer to the movie, like how you used to love those trailers.
Oh, yeah.
It would be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be funny. That would be funny.
You know what? John, I bet you even if you just wrote a treatment, you know, just like an outline treatment.
It's not a problem.
That's what I mean. If John just posted a treatment for this, you know how many people just be sitting there going, this is too funny not to just let it sit.
Cool. I haven't seen any characters beat them all.
Diablo.
Oh, Diablo.
That's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Diablo.
Are you guys all set with this stuff?
Yeah.
Cute.
We could go simple and Diablo go with El Dildo.
No, Diablo Job. I know, and not going too literal, but you know,
dying
it's a quick
horrible
one.
Job.
You're gonna go Diablo me.
Oh, you know. Diablo me. But yeah. What would he do with his power? Not fire. It'd be like he would have like
be almost like Orgasmo.
He'd be like, like passion fire. Like
yeah,
he makes
exactly.
People just like just, squirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Squirt. Because he is a suicide squirt.
Exactly.
Right?
And then at the end, when he turns into his large form, like everyone just freaking comes in the room.
Diablo.
Oh,
jeez. Diablo,
what'd
yeah.
What'd you say, John?
I said, he makes people climax. And then at the end, when he has to fight Enchantress's brother, he gets all big, and all of a sudden, everyone in the scene just starts orgasming.
Yeah, like he basically comes
because by
to orgasm.
By that time, the gizmo is broken, so none of them could die from the suicide squirts.
Gizmo? What gizmo into this? That poor guy, you know. Poor gizmo.
That is true. At that point, they've been disabled.
Yeah, they were disabled at the end.
So then we have to figure out what...
I like low blow.
Or double blow.
From Diablo.
No.
Diablo, low blow.
Or you could just say double blow.
Yeah, that could be his finishing move, like you say.
He gives a little
punch in the old genitalia.
In the tank.
Because he gets you really excited, then he knocks you and goes...
Low blows, yes.
So that way you don't finish.
No, he just consumes your soul through your semen.
Yeah.
Fuck you, boss.
That was Suicide Squirters.
Liquor saw that one.
Coming to a theater in New
York. Like I said, that was a half an hour of...
That
just went...
Yeah, that went
crazy
somewhere.
For
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Don't tell your family you think about Suicide Squirters.
Oh my god. No, I just realized.
I'm posting this on Monday. It's Thanksgiving week.
Could you imagine if Hutzel was here?
Oh man, that could be three different shades of freaking.
Oh my god.
Colors.
Like, Brian's
guys, dude.
No, he'd be like, I'm renting this tomorrow.
Guys,
this guy's already seen this movie.
No, he'd be like, that movie already exists.
Yes,
I jerked off to it twice before I came here.
That's what I was saying to Jay. I'm like, there's got to be something along this line.
Somewhere in South Korea, this movie exists.
Yeah.
That's the sad thing.
Anybody want to Google Suicide Squirters?
No.
No, yes.
No. Well, on my phone, I'm not.
Fortunately, I have to rely on Wi-Fi because I'm not fancy.
Wait, John's going to Google it. Just Google
it.
I'm
surprised that John wouldn't know about it anyways because John, you know, has that... Just that kind of guy that would know these things.
Suicide Squirters. Yes.
Suicide Squirrel.
Suicide Squirrel.
No, I don't think so.
Make sure the adult filter is off.
Yeah.
Would you go with Suicide Squirters or Squirter Squad?
I'd know for a fact Squirter Squad already exists.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a real thing, huh? Yeah.
Okay, alright. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not.
Well, the first thing that came up was Suicide Girl, Pandora, and Tony squirting at doggy stuff.
Pandora?
All right.
Wait, Pandora?
We opened that Pandora's box.
Hey, there you go.
She's actually, actually.
On that note.
Anyway, so Suicide Squirters.
We'll be back next week with a regular show.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Well, there's this X video, one, Death by Squirting. Worth your weight.
Worth your weight?
In gold?
They die?
In squirts. All right,
let's go.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, and we're back next week, and everybody enjoy your turkey and Suicide Squirters.
Yeah.
How about this one? My girl gushing and squirting for you.
Good lord.
Weird. All right, let's get out of here.